The Sleeper, written by Emily Barr and read by Imogen Church.
He stands next to me on the balcony and hands me this green mug his horrible mother gave me for Christmas. A train pulls into the station below us. It has two carriages and thus is the biggest train that will fit alongside that platform.
"One cup of tea,"
he says with mock ceremony, and I try not to flinch.
"I hope it meets with Madame's approval."
It does not. But I cannot, of course, say so. I cradle it in both hands and try to arrange my features into the right expression. He knows which mugs I like, and he knows that this is emphatically not one of them. I cannot tell him that I care about such trivialities. He would pantomime wide-eyed, reasonable surprise. "Thanks," I say. Our forearms touch as we lean on the rail and we look out across the town. The sun is shining on the train in the station, the docks behind it, the town curved beyond them, hugging the harbour. Light glints off the water out there and tiny, dazzling spots of brightness come and go with the movement of the waves. On the other side of the estuary, the trees and fields and mansions of Flushing are glowing in the heat. Unusual even for August. Seagulls stand in formation on the roof of one of the warehouses down at the docks. They are doing the bird equivalent of sunbathing. The almost uncomfortable heat on my skin, the salt in the air which I normally don't notice, the glimmer of the sun on the water all make me think, suddenly, of long-forgotten childhood holidays.
"It looks like a picture from a children's book, doesn't it?" I say. "Station, container ships, warships, sailing boats, cars, lorries. There should be words written underneath it."
I place them with my hand under the station car park. "How many different forms of transport can you see?" He is staring at me, not at the things I am pointing at, so I turn my head to look at him.
"Yes,"
he says.
"And those grabby things?"
He gestures to the equipment at the docks.
"And the huge metal things that lift stuff. It's picture book heaven."
I reach out and touch his arm. The hairs on it are springy and blonde. Even this exchange has taken us too close to the topic that I am trying to avoid, just because there is nothing more to be said about it. I change the subject, sipping my tea, which, as it so often is about half the strength I would make it myself, and gesture at the houses over to our left.